All right, Strasburg, are you ready to rock and roll? Will you please welcome guitar legend Rick Derringer?
Time that burns so bright, and I need younger, I had no worries. No reason to run, no reason to hurry. There wasn't a pain in the time for body release. When a new well shows without so pretty.
Y'all are here tonight. We're looking forward to a great night of music. My band's going to do our best for you, and then we're going to bring out Edgar Winter, who's going to knock your socks off. We're going to put the hammer down, put the nails to you. I don't know what all those things mean, but we're going to have a great night tonight. I know we're all in the right place, and I'd like to drink a toast to the best audience in the whole world. Tonight, that's you guys. So to each and every one of you out here tonight, I want to say drink up and party down. Cheers. Cheers. I got to be careful. I don't want to talk too much tonight. I want to play some music. We got a new one. In fact, let's do a couple new ones for y'all. This one's from our latest original album. It's called Nighted by the Blues. And this song goes like this.
Thank you.
what we're talking about right there. Let's do some more new ones. Do another one from Knighted by the Blues. In today's economy, I think there's no better title than a song that just says, baby, give me some money. Tonight to say thank you to all of our men and women in uniform. You know, we're still in situations where they're spread out all over the globe and they're fighting, putting their lives on the line 7 days a week, 24 hours every day, 365 days a year. They're out there dying so that we can be free to party here tonight. So we just want to say, you know who they are, your moms and dads, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, sons and daughters, best friends, some of you here tonight have come back from fighting wars to defend our freedom. And I want to say thank you with a couple songs right now. Thank you. Native American tonight is right. As I am a real American. Introduce the guys in the band real quickly. They've been playing with me a long time, and without them I'd be all alone up here. So I want to start with our bass player over there. He's been playing with me, I say, over 25 years, but he reminded me the other day that I've been saying that for the last 5 years. So looks like it's about 30 years now, and we're proud to have him in the band. We weren't always on the road together. If you didn't see him with me, you might have seen him playing with people like Chuck Berry, or Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, Bo Diddley, Buddy Miles, Edgar Winter. And that's just the tip of the iceberg with this guy. He gets around. And I'd like to introduce you to one of the best entertainers you'll ever see, one of the best bass players you'll ever hear, Mr. Charlie Torres. Thank you. Charlie Tillis on the bass guitar. Back here behind me on the drums, this guy also has an illustrious past. When I first met him, he was working with Pat Travers. And I'm just proud to have him. He's been playing with me almost as long as Charlie. And he happens to be one of the best drummers you'll ever see anywhere. Mr. Tom Curiel! Gentleman on my right. Not only is this guy Mr. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, he's also one of the world's finest session men and producers. You'll find his work on albums with everybody's in the likes of Johnny Everywhere, Steely Dan, Todd Rundgren, Alice Cooper, and you can even hear this guy playing guitar. Just lick it up. The list is a mile long. He's won Grammys for his producing skills. He's got 5 CDs available at Blues Beer International. He just released a new one called Fit for a King, and he's got a new solo album out called Knighted by the Blues. He just finished up a tour with the one and only Ringo Starr last summer. Man, the guy is unstoppable, and he just won his latest Grammy for a performance on a tribute to Les Paul. He plays on a song with Keith Richards and Buddy Guy. Man, he's just getting warmed up. Will you please welcome a true rock and roll icon, the one, the only, the legendary Mr. Rick Derringer!
Thank you.
Dolly Torres on the bass guitar. Tom Curiel on the drums. And Rick Garrett on the guitar and vocals. Now my first band I put together was called the McCoys. McCoys went ahead to record a song. We had a pretty good run, actually. We had a few big top 10 records. But the one song went ahead to become number one in every country of the world that sells records. It's so number one, it has the distinction of being the only rock and roll song in the history of the world that's ever been voted an official state rock and roll anthem. Yeah. I could spit that out. Believe it or not, it wasn't New Jersey. You know, Texas tried to do it with a ZZ Top song. You figured that would be a shoe-in, but they were voted down. Washington State tried to do it with the Kingsmen, who are still working. One of their great rock and roll staples of all time, Louie Louie. They're from Washington State, so Washington State figured Louie Louie could be a state rock song. They were voted down. My favorite is right here in the great state of New Jersey. Happens to be the home of the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Blues.
Yeah, so New Jersey, this is true. A true story. New Jersey figured they could have a state rock and roll anthem with Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run. We're in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Chuck.
You're not far off.
Thank you, Chuck. I was listening to a seminar the other night, and this great, respected man of science was there, and he said, it's so great to be here in Bradenton, South Carolina. He said, well, we were in Florida at the time. So this great man of science said, welcome to Bradenton, South Carolina.
You're a good
so we all yelled and made fun of him, so I deserve it too. But the point is, New Jersey figured they could have a state rock and roll anthem with Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run, and they actually brought the lyrics into the legislature, read them out loud. One of the legislators was listening, and he said, wait a second, stop, hold it. It seems to me when I hear the lyrics to Born to Run, it's about getting out of New Jersey. So New Jersey doesn't have a state rock and roll anthem, as doesn't Pennsylvania.
Damn it.
So who would figure the only state in the union with the nerve to do it would be? I heard someone back in there say. That's good. That's another one. That's right. The right answer is Ohio. Happens to be the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's a permanent exhibit running there right now called Hang On Slutely, The Music of Ohio. So here it is, the McCoys' first number one hit, the rock and roll song of Ohio, the opening song in the Larry Flint movie, Hang On Slutely! Run out there in about 10 minutes.